Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 10, letter number 3067. Baruch Hashem, the 29th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. Baruch HaVisholim. This is a letter to a woman. Rebbe is responding. This was a rabbi and a rebbetzin. It's the rebbetzin writing to the Rebbe. They've been in a certain community, and the people there weren't religious, and they were asking the Rebbe, they weren't so religious, and they're asking the Rebbe, they want to move. They want to move to a better community where it's more conducive to a Jewish life and to be more effective. So the Rebbe says, I'm answering your special delivery letter in which you write that you are several years in, doesn't say the place where they were residing, and you see no hope for a good future as it should be, because the youth are very little connected to the Haredi community, to the religious community. The youth is drifted away, and the older people become weaker, and you know, doesn't say, etc. I would say maybe they're dying out, the older people and the younger people. So the Rebbe says, this is actually a question that you should ask, Rebbe says, by those who live in your city. Not, he said, you're asking me, you're asking the Rebbe, you're asking in New York. The Rebbe says, you should have that. While we know there is an established rule that when you work hard, it never goes empty-handed. So, how is it that after 5 years working in this city, the situation is still as you describe it in your letter? You didn't make an impact in this city. And the Rebbe says, I think one of the reasons for that is because you, unfortunately, were looking on your stay over there that is just a temporary position. It's a temporary job. As you're looking at it as a temporary job. And every time you can barely wait for the summer so that you can start thinking about another city. And the Rebbe says, this is since you're considering it only temporary, so this is human nature, that a item that you just are there for several months, so it does not bring out any interest and to put in investment of your energy, because you're thinking, oh, I'm leaving anyways, so you're not. So the Rebbe is basically telling them, because you're constantly looking for another place, so you're making it, you're not investing over there in the work, and that's why you haven't made the changes in the city. You haven't effected any change. The Rebbe says, it's known, the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, that you have to learn from the Mishkan when it was journeying in the desert. There were places which it only stood for one day or one night, the Mishkan, only for their night. And yet, they raised the entire Mishkan with all the details, just as if you were in that same place for 18 years. Some places they stayed 18 years. But even if you came for one night, they still raised it and they put it up fully. So what is the lesson for every Jew? To how to conduct in your activity in the service of Hashem, how to fulfill your mission from the blessed Hashem in this world. That you should not look on the calendar. Don't look on the calendar. And don't look on the clock. And going into calculation. That if it's going to be for 18 years, then it pays. But if it's going to be just for a day or for a night, who cares, you know? You're not going to invest in that. Because just like the Rebbe says, Hashem is eternal, also all of the activities from a Jew, which are tied to Hashem, they're eternal. Even if it's in a few minutes, you are going to be busy with something else. You're only doing something for a few minutes. Those activities that you do, they remain eternally, as explained in Tanya in chapter 25. So, the Rebbe says, as far as practical. So basically the Rebbe is saying that the reason you haven't impacted because you just considered it a temporary place. Temporary place, you didn't invest in it so much. But the Rebbe says, learn from the Mishkan. They set up the Mishkan all the ways. They didn't care if there was only for one day. One day, you set yourself up. The Rebbe says, every time you do something, even if it's for a few minutes, those minutes that you connect to Hashem are eternal. So what is practically, the Rebbe says? To the extent that I know, your husband, the rabbi, may he live, he was looking with energy for other positions. The last year and the previous years. And the fact that you had not yet found a fitting matter, that should prove as evidence that you have to still accomplish something in that city where you are. Doesn't say Hashem has a mission for you, because otherwise the Eibishter would have helped you, would have got another place. And you have to know that when Hashem gives a mission, He also gives you the possibility that the person is able to fulfill that mission. The Rebbe says, we don't really know all the details, how, what, any tonu yudead ma. But the Rebbe says like this, but it makes sense logically that the more effort you will put in, invest, to fulfill your mission as it should be. And the Rebbe says, what is the mission of every Jew? Especially a rabbi and a rebbetzin, sheyichya, that's the mission is spreading Torah and Judaism. So the more you invest, the earlier you'll be able to move to a place which has more advantages than the place you are there. So the Rebbe says, invest over here, and the Rebbe gives you, you have to still do things over here, and then you'll be able to find another place. May the blessed Hashem succeed you, that you should do this with joy, based on the instruction of the Baal Shem Tov for all Jews in all matters. Ibdus Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with joy, with blessing. The Rebbe doesn't just want them to do it, which the Rebbe advocates for, but the Rebbe also wants them to do it with joy and happiness. And the Rebbe says, the more you invest, you'll see, then you'll fulfill your mission there, and then you'll move on from there somewhere else.